How to get the most money from a car accident claim? The information presented is not intended to be legal advice. Should you need legal advice, please contact a competent attorney. Just because you were hurt, doesn't mean you are entitled to money. You must prove that someone else was negligent or careless, and that it was their negligence or carelessness that caused your injury. If you fail to do this, you lose. If you sue the wrong person, you lose. If you wait too long to sue, you lose. If you had an injury before the accident, then you are only entitled to be compensated to the extent your injury is now worse. What must you prove to get the most money from a car accident? In Texas, if you were in any way at fault for a collision, you do not necessarily lose. This is known as the law of comparative negligence. This means that if the other guy was 99% at fault, and you were 1% at fault, then you are entitled to recover 99% of your losses. However, if you are more than 50% at fault, like 51%, the law says you do not get to recover anything. For you to have a viable case, it must be clear that your actions were not the only cause of the accident. Sometimes, several persons or companies are at fault and a jury gets to decide the percentage of blame against each. If one company, for example, an employer, is to blame but cannot be sued, the jury can apportion fault among the others, in most circumstances. Evidence you need to gather at a car accident scene. A car wreck can be a jolting experience that sends even the most unshakable person into a turbulent state. What just happened? Is everyone okay? How bad is the damage? Is help on the way? All these questions, and more, are racing through your mind, and the last thing you may be thinking about is collecting evidence for a potential fight with the insurance companies, but that's exactly what you need to be doing. While waiting for the cops to show, start writing down the contact information for any other drivers involved. Get their insurance company name, policy number, and the phone number. Look around to see if there are any witnesses who saw the crash. Ask them to write you a statement of what they witnessed happen, and include their signature, date, and all their contact information. Next, start taking photographic evidence of the scene. Get photos from all angles of the vehicles involved in the wreck, skid marks, any visible injuries to you or a passenger, and photos of the area including the horizon and sky, and yes, it matters. When the police arrive, be sure to write down the name and badge numbers of any officers taking statements. Request the reference number for any police reports they have created. Ask if any citations have been issued, and if so, what were the alleged violations? Finally, if you're injured and paramedics are on the scene, then allow them to examine you. Your adrenaline is still pumping and you may have injuries that can't yet feel. If you leave the accident scene on your own, and then later need medical attention, it may negatively impact your claim. If you're asked to do something by any emergency responders, cooperate with them. Finally, if you do leave and then notice you may be injured, seek a medical evaluation as soon as possible. Evidence you need to support an insurance claim for damages. One of the first things you should do if you want to file a claim is contact the other driver's insurance provider and inform them of your intent to seek damages for their driver's negligence. You also need to call your insurance company and fill them in on the details of the accident and what steps you're taking. Insurance policies usually require a policyholder to notify them when an accident occurs regardless of who is at fault. You'll hear from an insurance claims adjuster soon after you notify the other insurer of your intent to file a claim. It's important to determine what monetary damages you've suffered, and keep this in mind when working towards a settlement. Take the time to calculate the cost of all the expenses involved, from vehicle repairs to the income that you have lost from missing work. It's common to consider any future expenses that you might need to pay in your settlement. You need to try and think of every expense that you could have as a result of the wreck. One benefit of having an attorney handle your case is that they are very good at finding unconsidered expenses for you. Next, you will need to obtain a copy of the accident report. This report is a form that's filled out by the police officer who investigated the incident. To get the report, you'll need to get in touch with the department that the officer works for. The accident report should include the officer's own conclusions on the incident, like the cause of the crash, for example. If the other driver received a ticket, it could help with your claim. You'll also need to obtain copies of all your medical records that are related to the accident. It's important to contact any medical providers who were involved with your incident, such as ambulance services, to get an accurate accounting of the costs. You'll need to get a written medical diagnosis too, with a description of the type of injuries you suffered and to what extent. These records should also show what treatment was needed, and the cost that came with it, as this will be vital in proving damages. Also, any injuries or disfigurements you've suffered should be photographed as soon as possible after the accident. These can be crucial for achieving medical damages for your claim. Next up, start documenting information on any lost wages you have. Loss of earnings are also essential to your settlement amount and claim, which is why you need to gather any information you can on having to miss work due to the accident. It's worth noting that even if you used your vacation or sick days, you're still entitled to be paid for your losses. Now, you need to start organizing and labeling all your accident scene photos. This is important in showing how severe the incident was, which will also help to confirm the medical expert's reports on the extent of your injuries. Health insurance payments are another expense you need to document. If your health insurance covered your medical bills, make sure you call your insurer and get a written statement on how much was paid. Additionally, any out-of-pocket expenses are important too. Whether it's the cost of premiums, or for everyday chores that you now have to rely on others to take care of, such as lawn care, or house cleaning. Any documentation you have of repair or replacement cost of your personal property are also important to your settlement and claim. This can include any property that was lost or damaged in the accident, like sunglasses, phones, etc. How to calculate an amount to demand from the insurance company for damages in a car wreck. From day one, you should be keeping track of the expenses that have built up since the accident. In these instances, many individuals add up all their special damages, like their medical bills, lost wages, etc. After that, you can add a considerable amount more for your general damages, which will encompass pain and suffering. Vehicle damage claims. Fortunately, it's fairly simple to negotiate a settlement for vehicle damages. The insurance company will want quotes for repair work or an appraisal of the vehicle for total replacement. Some insurance providers have a list of preferred car repair shops and appraisers, but you are under no obligation to use them. If your car is deemed a total loss by the insurer, meaning that it's less expensive to pay the appraised value of the vehicle rather than the repairs, there may be more room for negotiations. If you reach an agreement for property damages, remember to read it carefully before you sign it. You should only be agreeing to release and settle the vehicle damage claim, not all claims resulting from the accident. Rental car. If your vehicle will need to undergo repairs for more than a day, you have a right to use a rental car similar to the one that was damaged in the accident. If you're not the one at fault, you have the right to use a rental until the repairs are complete, and this should either be provided or reimbursed. Bodily injury claims. Early on, the adjuster is likely to want to take your recorded statement and ask you to sign a medical release. Do not agree to this. If your claim is serious enough to need an attorney, don't give a statement or sign anything. Your attorney will reach out to the insurance adjuster and handle everything. If you're handling the claim yourself, read my tips below for how to handle requests for documents from the insurance company. In either situation, always be careful what you willingly offer. You don't want anything you've said to be used against you later. The adjuster must have medical records to verify your injuries, but you don't have to use the insurance company's medical release form. The insurance company's form may give them access to years of health records unrelated to your current injuries. If you find that you need an attorney's help settling your Texas car accident claim, contact Joe Stevens at 281-623-1701 today.